Yeah, thank you very much. All our focus has been on this game, and it was great to get out there. We were a little bit rusty coming out of the blocks, potentially allowed them to. They obviously had a clear plan at keeping the scoreboard ticking over and taking points when they could, but I think it shows the composure that when we did to get those opportunities, of course, there was a little bit of luck and one with a kind of a fly hack a little bit. But we managed to get some good tries up there. And there were some big boys, and I think we managed to control the game pretty well after the initial bit.
And also reacting in game to when the first maybe 20 odd minutes hadn't quite gone according to plan, just that evolution to me of the team to be able to really take ownership of the situation on the field.
Yeah, I think so, and I think the crowd were a huge part of that, and they got right behind us today and gave us that lift, because it would have been easy for us to get a bit shy and be like, oh, this wasn't kind of what we expected and what we planned. But I think that shows the experience of the guys in the squad to stick with it and to stick to our system.
You mentioned experience. Obviously, you had Tom Wood back alongside you in the back row and Eddie Jones upstairs, really saying how you two combined very effectively and did what was asked as well.
Yeah, with Eddie before the game, he just asked us to go out there and work hard, and if we got opportunities to tackle or carry or something, do it to the best of our abilities and give our team a lift, and especially kind of at the set piece and stuff like that. So for us, it was about going out there and trying to encourage each other and giving energy to the team.
And all this talk about the multi-tool back row and who plays what role, but if you've got guys who all perform their duties correctly, that balance almost maybe takes care of itself.
Yeah, well, I think it's more talk from you guys than us, I think. For us, we just go out there, and no matter what shirt we're in, we play as well as we can for what the team needs, what the coach asks from us and what our teammates expect. So, and I think everyone in the team did that from 1 to 23.
Going back to the game itself, to run in four tries when the platform had been set effectively, some really well-taken scores and some pretty creative scores as well.
Yeah, very much, and that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to use our set piece at the right times and effectively, but also put some whip on the game, and look, the ball was pretty greasy out there. It was tough to handle, but to score four tries, and a lot of them were out wide, I think it shows some good progress.
Just two more quick ones from me. Moving forward, Chris, the platform set. Eddie's again already talked about changes and freshening things up and keeping this momentum going after, 11 straight wins for England now.
Yeah, look, we always want to improve, and I think in the summer when we first met up, we were very clear that, yes, last year had been very good. We had achieved what we wanted to do, but it's about kicking on, and as you guys know, it's you're only judged on kind of your next result and your next result. So it's about making sure that every time you go out there, you produce and perform as well as you can and keep things ticking over.
And just finally for me, how much does it mean to you, obviously, with England finally beating South Africa? You've been involved in a lot of these games on some very big stages in the past.
Oh, massive. Like I said earlier, all our focus has been on this game and what we need to do. For me, I've played a number of times against them, and it's one of those ones where you feel you're quite close, but you're not actually. So for us today to get over that and get a pretty comfortable scoreline coming into the game, it was, yeah, a great feeling. And to see everyone's hard work kind of really take place is a great position for this squad to be in.
Really well done.
Thank you.
You must say a lot, Chris, as well, about the way this team has come on, that you must feel you left some points out there today as well.
Yeah, we did. And to concede that last try with, 2 minutes to go as well, we just we're a little bit disappointed with that. But there were opportunities, and I think as this Old Mutual World Series kind of continues and go through, I think we'll get kind of more fluid and a bit of consistency between us, and we'll gel a bit quicker and not have that rust, which is nice.
Hugely physical game, massive hits went in, especially in the first half. You had a bit of a front row seat for that one between Billy and Eben Etzebeth as well in that first half, which was a monster hit.
Yeah, well, Billy is a pretty formidable carrier, and of course Etzebeth's a pretty big guy in himself, so I think when those two collide, it's always going to be quite a big collision. And we always knew, you saw the team they picked, especially their forward pack, it was pretty big. So we always knew there was going to be stages where, yeah, we're going to have to make those hard carries, carry into brick walls and stuff, and hopefully make a couple of dents.
Talking about players who can run through brick walls, how proud are you to see Kyle Sinclair make his debut today?
Yeah, very pleased. He's gone away, he's worked extremely hard in this game, and he's come back with what the coach has asked from him. And to get out there and have some good impacts as well. He made some good carries, good scrum and stuff like that. So, no, so pleased for him, and to see another club mate. And I think when you see these guys, how they put the work in kind of weekly, I know everyone does, but it's great to see them kind of get out there.
And just finally, obviously, the momentum's built now into the Fiji game next week, and there'll be almost, you know, such a morale boost to the camp going into that game now.
Yeah, will be. We'll enjoy this tonight, and then come Monday morning, we'll be ready to go and looking at Fiji, because we haven't looked at them yet. So, yeah, we'll have to get our head straight onto that and hopefully kick on again.